All eyes will be upon you when you are exceptional. For this message, we're going to look at Luke chapter 4, verse 20 to 22, which says, "And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.' And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, 'Is this not Joseph's son?'" There will be times in our life that God will put us in a situation where all eyes will be upon us. You notice how after Jesus read the passage and the people were marveled at his gracious words, but yet their response was, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Remember, Jesus fasted in the wilderness for 40 days, was tempted by the devil on three separate categories. The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. He was identified by John the Baptist as the Messiah. The clouds rolled back, and a sound from heaven said, "This is my begotten Son, whom I am well pleased." But the people still asked, "Is this not Joseph's son?" Jesus appeared in the synagogue to declare this is the time, day, and hour. Jesus was challenging them on how they saw their faith and viewed their God. He was challenging their routines and rituals, their doctrines and ideas. Jesus was not challenging the world, but the religious. If you are an emancipator and you're about to liberate, you usually start with those being the most oppressed. But instead, he starts with the religious, the self-righteous, the sanctimonious, the higher than thou. Jesus challenges them because he has taken religion out of his historical context, its prophetical understanding, and brought it into the context of this moment. Religious people get challenged when their faith must be proven in the moment. Religious people love to talk about the history and the destiny, but shy away from the now. In the midst of our normalcy, in the midst of our ordinariness, God is doing something right now, but most don't see it. If you were challenged to see it, could you handle it? The people of the day didn't mind Jesus reading scripture, just as churchgoers don't mind. As a matter of fact, they all love a good word as long as the historical scriptures do not conform with the contemporary lifestyle. People are fine with the historical context of God. People love looking at Michelangelo's paintings of God. But when you have a God that is contemporary with the moments you face in the here and now, people say, no. We will either do it in heaven or we will study what was done in the past. But we shy away from God invading this present moment. Folks, we need a God that can invade our present moment. We don't need a God that invades our yesterday and tomorrow. We need a God that intercedes in our life now. Based on scripture, Jesus had not been reading in the synagogue, but when he does, he reads the verse and closes the book. The people were amazed at the excellence of his word, but they defined him by what they saw and said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" So they incarcerated Jesus to walk in the realm of their understanding. So what are people saying about you that is stopping you and limiting you because of what others say about you or have defined you? Are you going to continue to live the rest of your life living up to their ideas of who you are? Or do you have the courage to break the mold? This message is not for the ordinary or the status quo, the routine or ritualistic. This is for jailbreak people who will not wait to be released, but are ready to break out of jail of mediocrity and step into the realm of exceptionalism. Folks, as I've mentioned before, if you're not seeing that 2020 is a year like no other, I don't know where to begin. This is your time to rise up and be the exceptional person God made you to be and stop allowing yourself to be defined by what others think about you.